Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland, thanks for coming back to my channel. Well, commenting on what I've seen in the media has confirmed what I heard from a senior source at Eton. I won't say who. He was a headmaster, sorry, he's a housemaster some years ago. He told me last year that Alistair Chirnside is front runner to be headmaster of Eton. Now, I'm not sure it's going to happen, but he's the obvious candidate for various reasons. He was captain of school, as in head boy, 1993 to 1994. And then he went on to Oxford, where he read classics in French, getting the top first in his year. He also got the top mark in French A level in his year. He was going a little bit bored even then. I remember my first year, he was whatever in charge of rowing, going up and down on one of those little motorboat things, supervising the first summer scullers. So always very responsible, you know, wise head on his shoulders, brave beyond his years. Okay, and then he went into Schroeder's. Made lots of money in his 20s. Remember seeing him on the street in Oxford when he came back for some party one time after he graduated, say he was there to see his girlfriend in black tie. And that's the last time I ever saw him. And then he was teaching at Eton, made a housemaster very quickly. That'd be there sort of like at least 13 years before they had a house in the old days. But there's obviously change running Walpole House. Really successful at everything he does, head of classics, head of D block. And then moving on to Harrow School, where he was, you know, deputy head academic, whatever you call it, under Mr. Land. So Land, he was a biology beak at Eton. Then he was a housemaster at Winchester, now headmaster at Harrow. And he's another possibility, actually, to come back to Eton and be headmaster of it. Ooh, this fierce rivalry. So because what's his name? Alistair Chirnside, he's about 50. And Mr. Land is slightly older than that. He's more like 53. So, you know, about the right age range, because Henderson has been there. Trendy Hendy beat for 11 years. He's going to step down in a year. So there's plenty of time to find a replacement. Who was that guy before Henderson? I can't remember his name. Who was an Oldertonian himself, because there have not been that many Oldertonian headmasters in the last 50 years or so. So a chance I would come back. He's just the right age, could easily do it for about 10 years. They don't want to churn constant change of headmasters because that seems like a crisis. On the other hand, they don't want people staying there a quarter of a century, which used to happen a very long time ago. So, yeah, he's a very obvious person to come back. He's married. He's got two children. I know that's not essential, but that can only redound to somebody's credit. So he's got the right experience. He's now warden, i.e. headmaster of St. Edward's School in Oxford. So Teddy's quite a well-regarded school, not one of the Clarendon Nine. Maybe in the top 20 in the UK, maybe not that academic, try to improve it. He's quite a traditionalist, making classics compulsory and things like that. So now, because Henderson, I suppose, was more of a change candidate, Trendy Hendy, too much into diversity, equity and inclusion. There was that whole Noland Nose scandal, get rid of him. He's a bit too controversial. I mean, Cadrob is not always bad, in my opinion. So he could be brought back in, safe pair of hands. He never seems to have got anything wrong in his life. So come back. That wouldn't seem to be terribly exciting, but there's no harm in that. You know, strong and stable, a bit on the bland side, but yeah, would get things done. So I think he's a very likely candidate to come back and be offered about 10 years. What do you think? Have you heard any other rumours? Might be headhunted for it. I mean, they don't reveal the names of who they are. I remember a certain headmaster, people say he was like the fourth choice. I've got no idea if that's the case or not. So Chirnside, he's not going to screw things up. So that's why they would like to have him back. He's obviously not just been a boy at Eton. He's taught at Eton to quite a high level and obviously very, very happy with them. And everything he's done has gone right. So remember where you heard it first. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallahan790@gmail.com. Toodaloo.